I think we might have someone on the line now.
It's Megan again from St. John, New Brunswick.
Oh, St. John, New Brunswick.
I've had to make choices in my life and work a lot of jobs that I hate. I mean, right now I'm working a job that I hate, but it's because that's what you have to do sometimes. And in order to live, I have to work to make money, and I'm a capable person. I'm capable of working, so therefore I take what job is available, and I make my money so that I can survive. And I just think that it's a bit ridiculous that, I mean, I wouldn't, if I went on welfare, I don't need welfare. I mean, I'm capable. I don't have any need for it. So why should some people, once again, I'm talking about the abuse of the system, why should some people who are capable of working be on welfare when there are other people out there who are living on the street and who could use that welfare money to get themselves started and get themselves capable to work? And then we would end this vicious circle. We would, you know, stop it, because we'd be starting a circle of, okay, let's rehabilitate these people, let's get them capable. And of course there's going to be those people who can't for one reason or another. They're disabled, they've got disabilities of some sort, but you know, it's possible to solve this problem. It's just, it takes some thinking. It takes some, it's not going to be an instant thing. It's going to be a long-term project, but we have to look at getting that project started and getting it started in the right way.
I'm just going to interrupt because we're getting the wrap-up signal for this new economy hour. But I think one of the points being made earlier was, you know, obviously people have to make choices, often really hard choices. And most people who are homeless or almost homeless or affected by the new economy in real ways are usually stuck between a rock and a hard place, so to speak. But I think, you know, the point is, what sort of structural problems are there that people are forced more often than not to support a family on a crappy job that actually can't support that family? What happens in communities where any sort of sustainable jobs are replaced by flexibilized call center jobs, which actually can't sustain you or your family?
Yeah,
and those are the choices people have to make. Well, often people actually do take welfare because it's almost impossible to survive any way else. If you are working for a minimum wage job at sort of part-time or three-quarters time so your employer doesn't have to pay you benefits, then it's actually more possible to survive on welfare than it is to work, and you can't do both because that's welfare fraud and you'll be, you know, criminalized for it. And so those are the choices people have to make, and those are the choices, you know, people struggle with.